Namaste. Welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed, your podcast that helps you discover more in the world of artificial intelligence. I'm your intelligence Nex, and that means your artificial is Dr. JR. And here we go. My Wi-Fi went down for 5 minutes, so I had to talk to my family. They seem nice.
Alrighty, listeners. Welcome back to another exciting episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're diving deeper into a topic that is on everyone's mind as we see AI become more integrated into our workplaces and daily lives. We're talking about human-AI collaboration and soft skills for this AI age. Well, how can humans and AI work together to augment capabilities? Will AI truly replace jobs, or will it create new opportunities for growth? And what role do skills like emotional intelligence, creativity, and problem-solving play in an AI-augmented world? If you ever wondered how to stay ahead in an AI-driven future, then this episode is for you. We'll also touch on something critically important today, the ethics of AI and responsible development. And I'm excited to welcome back a very special guest to our show. He's a returning expert and one of the most insightful voices when it comes to human-AI collaboration. Please welcome, once again, Mr. Alex Carter. Alex, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me again, Dr. JR. It's always a pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to today's conversation, especially since we're diving even deeper into how humans and AI can work together. It's such an exciting time in the field.
Absolutely. And I know our listeners are thrilled to have you back as well. So, last time we spoke, we touched on the basics of AI and how it is slowly making its way into the workplace. Now, that conversation has shifted a bit. More and more people are worried about AI replacing jobs, specifically their jobs. But in your experience, do you think that's truly the case, or is there a different story starting to unfold?
And this is a question that's been on a lot of people's minds lately. I think the fear of AI replacing jobs is understandable but misguided. AI isn't here to replace humans. It's here to complement and augment human abilities. However, there are real-world examples where AI has started to take over certain job functions, and it's important to look at both sides of the story. On one hand, we've seen AI replacing jobs in areas where routine tasks can be automated. A notable example is in the retail sector, particularly with self-checkout systems. Many grocery stores and retail chains have implemented self-checkout machines, which have reduced the need for human cashiers. While this has resulted in job loss in some cases, it's also freed up employees to focus on more complex customer service roles or higher-level tasks that require problem-solving and interpersonal skills. Another example is in the manufacturing industry. Companies like Tesla and Ford are increasingly using robots and automated systems for tasks like assembly line work. This type of automation has been growing steadily, and many blue-collar jobs in manufacturing have been replaced by machines capable of working faster and more efficiently. But this doesn't necessarily mean that human workers are completely out of the picture. Instead, workers are often needed for overseeing the machines, maintaining the systems, or handling tasks that require more intricate, skilled work that robots can't do.
That makes a great point. AI and automation have certainly replaced some jobs, but it's not as clear-cut as simply replacing humans entirely. It's more about the shifts in the types of work people are doing. But what do you think is the flip side? Are there areas where AI is creating new jobs, or at least new opportunities for us humans?
Yes, exactly. While it's true that AI and automation have replaced some jobs, it's also important to note that new opportunities are emerging as a result of this shift. Take the example of AI in healthcare. While AI algorithms can analyze medical data and images at a faster rate than humans, doctors and medical professionals still need to interpret the data and make final decisions. In fact, the demand for healthcare workers has been growing, particularly in roles like AI specialists, data scientists, and health informaticists, people who help design, maintain, and improve the AI systems used in healthcare. We're also seeing a rise in roles related to AI ethics and policy. As AI technologies become more pervasive, the need for professionals who understand both the technology and the social implications of AI is growing. This means new career paths in AI regulation, policymaking, and ethics, as well as job opportunities in fields like cybersecurity to protect AI systems and the sensitive data they use. AI is also creating new industries. Look at the field of autonomous vehicles. While self-driving cars could reduce the need for human drivers in the future, they've also created an entirely new set of roles related to vehicle development, software engineering, AI system management, and infrastructure for autonomous systems. It's not just about replacing one job, it's about the entire ecosystem of opportunities that AI generates.
Right. The conversation about AI replacing jobs often overlooks the fact that it's also creating entirely new sectors and roles that didn't exist before. It's a shift, not disappearance of jobs. So, while some jobs are being automated, AI is also demanding new types of work that require human expertise. It's about upskilling and reskilling.
Exactly. And this is where the importance of adaptability and continuous learning comes into play. AI can take over routine, repetitive tasks, but it opens up space for humans to engage in higher value, more meaningful work. People who are willing to adapt, learn new skills, and understand how AI works will be in the best position to take advantage of these new opportunities. The key is that while some jobs may be displaced, AI creates a shift toward more advanced roles that require emotional intelligence, creativity, and problem-solving, skills that are inherently human.
Well said, Alex. It's clear that we need to shift our thinking from fear of job loss to a focus on how can we adapt and prepare for the new roles and opportunities that AI is opening up. We can't stop the tide of technological progress, but we can certainly shape the future of work to make sure humans and AI complement each other.
Absolutely. The future is bright when we work together with AI to create better, more innovative solutions. The key is to embrace the change and understand that it's not about replacing humans. It's about enhancing what we can do and opening up new avenues for growth and development.
Exactly. Shifting our focus toward adaptability and continuous learning is key. Now, let's talk about something I think many of our listeners might be curious about: soft skills. For some, this might be a familiar term, but for others, it might need a bit more exploration. Alex, can you define soft skills for us and talk about why these skills are so important in the workplace?
Great question, Dr. JR. So let's start with the basics. Soft skills are non-technical, interpersonal skills that relate to how we interact with others and navigate social situations. These include things like emotional intelligence, EQ, communication, creativity, problem solving, leadership, teamwork, and adaptability. Unlike hard skills, which are often technical or specific to a particular job, like knowing how to code or operate machinery, soft skills are more about how we work with people, solve problems, and adapt to changes. These skills are often harder to quantify or measure, but they are crucial for success in any workplace. Why? Because no matter how much AI progresses, it can't replicate the human qualities that make us social, collaborative, and empathetic. AI is great at analyzing data, recognizing patterns, and automating tasks, but it can't genuinely understand human emotions or think creatively in the same way humans can.
That's a fantastic breakdown. So, when we're talking about soft skills in the workplace, they're really the glue that holds teams together, right? I mean, you can have all the technical tools and data at your disposal, but it's how people interact, communicate, and collaborate that really drives results. Can you give us some examples of how soft skills are being used effectively in the workplace and why they're becoming more valuable in this age of AI?
Soft skills are really what differentiate humans from machines. In the workplace, they're vital for creating a positive environment, managing change, and leading teams effectively. For example, take customer service. AI can assist in answering questions and automating simple tasks, but when a customer is frustrated or upset, they're not going to respond to a chatbot. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. A human with strong EQ can listen, empathize, and de-escalate situations in ways that AI simply can't replicate. Real-world examples are all around us. Let's talk about leadership for a moment. A recent article in Harvard Business Review talked about the increasing importance of empathy and communication in leadership. One example they highlighted was Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, and how he's led the company through major changes by fostering a culture of empathy and inclusivity. Nadella's leadership style emphasizes listening and understanding his employees, which has created a more positive, engaged workforce, something that AI can't do. His success shows that soft skills like empathy and communication are crucial in leadership roles, especially as AI becomes more integrated into business operations. Another example is from the healthcare sector. A study from the Journal of General Internal Medicine looked at how emotional intelligence in doctors correlates with better patient outcomes. While AI can help doctors with diagnosis and treatment plans, the doctor-patient relationship, based on trust, empathy, and effective communication, plays a huge role in the healing process. These qualities are exactly the type of soft skills that are indispensable and can't be replaced by AI.
Those are some powerful examples. I think it's so important to highlight that AI can assist and provide tools, but when it comes to trust, collaboration, and understanding, humans still have the upper hand. In fact, I've seen reports that in industries like healthcare and customer service, emotional intelligence is being considered just as important as technical know-how, if not more so.
Yes, absolutely. Soft skills are becoming more critical as AI takes over technical tasks. In fact, LinkedIn's 2024 workplace report identified that the top skills employers are seeking are not technical, but soft skills. The report found that the most in-demand skills today are related to leadership, communication, and problem-solving. AI is incredibly powerful at processing and analyzing information, but employers are realizing that having individuals who can apply that information in a human context, whether it's leading a team or resolving conflicts, is what truly drives success. Let's also look at the example of remote work. With more companies offering flexible work arrangements, the need for strong communication skills has skyrocketed. Teams that communicate effectively, manage their time well, and can collaborate virtually are thriving, while teams that lack those soft skills are struggling. As AI tools help us with scheduling, project management, and even document collaboration, the human element, how we communicate and connect, has become more important than ever. Even in remote environments, these skills are essential for building relationships and ensuring that work gets done.
That's a great point, especially when it comes to remote work. The reliance on communication and collaboration has never been higher, and that's a space where humans can outshine AI. As you said, AI can provide the tools, but it's our soft skills that allow us to truly connect and get the best results. So, as we move toward an increasingly AI-driven world, soft skills will continue to be a major differentiator in the workplace. It's not just about technical ability anymore. It's about how well we can use those tools, how we work together, and how we manage the human side of things.
Exactly. And the good news is, unlike technical skills, soft skills can be developed and honed over time. Companies and employees alike can prioritize soft skills through training, mentorship, and practice. And with AI taking over the repetitive tasks, this allows more time for us to focus on developing these crucial human skills. The AI era is going to demand more from us in terms of our creativity, empathy, and leadership, qualities that AI just can't replicate.
Well said, Alex. Soft skills are the future, and they're what will make us irreplaceable in the workforce. Thank you for shedding light on this crucial aspect of AI integration. It's clear that while AI is powerful, it's still humans and our soft skills that will guide the way. As we've just discussed, soft skills are becoming more essential than ever. Now, let's dive into an area that I think really connects everything we've talked about today: leadership. With the rise of AI and automation, leadership in the workplace is evolving rapidly. In fact, leadership itself has to adapt to this new world where AI is not just a tool, but an active participant in our day-to-day operations. Alex, how do you see leadership evolving as AI becomes more integrated into our workplace?
That's a great question. Leadership in the AI age is really shifting from a top-down, directive style to a more collaborative, empowering approach. Historically, leaders were seen as the ones who had all the answers. They were the decision makers guiding teams through challenges. But with AI and automation providing more data-driven insights and helping with decision making, leaders now have to focus on fostering an environment where AI complements their team's skills rather than replacing them. AI gives leaders more tools to optimize performance, whether it's through predictive analytics, performance tracking, or even automating mundane tasks. But with that comes a new responsibility. Leaders need to focus on creating a culture of trust, communication, and collaboration. They also need to ensure their teams understand how to work alongside AI, leveraging both the machine's capabilities and the human skills that still drive creativity, innovation, and decision-making.
Right. And that idea of collaboration between human leaders and AI is so critical. When you think about leadership in the AI age, it's no longer just about managing tasks and people. It's about facilitating that relationship between humans and technology. Are there any specific examples you've seen in the real world where leadership styles have evolved in response to AI?
Definitely. One of the most interesting examples comes from Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft. When Nadella took the reins, one of his primary goals was to foster a culture of empathy and collaboration. This is particularly important because, under his leadership, Microsoft has shifted its focus from being a traditional tech giant to becoming a leader in AI and cloud computing. Nadella has emphasized the importance of using technology, including AI, to empower individuals and teams, not just as a way to increase profits. His leadership is a perfect example of how AI can be used to enhance human potential. Rather than see AI as a tool to replace workers, Nadella views it as an assistant that empowers people to do their best work. For instance, Microsoft's AI tools are being used to streamline workflows and automate repetitive tasks, freeing up employees to focus on higher-level problem-solving and creativity. Nadella's leadership style demonstrates how leaders can use AI to create a more inclusive and collaborative environment where both technology and human skills are celebrated.
I love that example of Nadella's leadership style, especially how he's fostering an inclusive environment with AI. He's not only adopting AI, but also shaping a culture that aligns human capabilities with the potential of technology. It really shifts leadership into a more empowering role than a controlling one. Speaking of this shift in leadership, what do you think are the biggest challenges that leaders face when integrating AI into their organizations? And how can they overcome these challenges?
Great question. One of the biggest challenges leaders face when integrating AI is fear. Fear from employees who might feel threatened by the technology. Many workers are concerned that AI will make their jobs obsolete. Leaders need to address this fear head-on by emphasizing the partnership between humans and AI, not competition. The key here is communication. Leaders need to explain how AI will enhance their work, not replace it. This requires a transparent approach where leaders are clear about the role AI will play and how it can improve the work experience. Another challenge is upskilling the workforce. As AI automates routine tasks, employees need to develop new skills to stay relevant. Leaders need to invest in training programs that teach employees how to work with AI tools and enhance their own soft skills, like critical thinking and creativity, which will still be in high demand. Investing in continuous learning and reskilling initiatives helps alleviate the fear of job loss and empowers employees to embrace the future of work. Finally, AI also introduces a need for ethical leadership. As we've discussed earlier, AI comes with ethical concerns like bias, privacy, and transparency. Leaders must be responsible stewards of AI, ensuring that AI systems are developed and used ethically. This is an area where leadership is especially crucial. Ethical decision-making in AI adoption can make or break the trust employees and customers have in the organization.
Those are some powerful changes, but also clear ways that leaders can actively address them. The key takeaway here seems to be that leadership in the AI age is about embracing AI as a tool for empowerment, not as a replacement for human workers. It's about communication, reskilling, and ethical decision-making. What about leadership in terms of team dynamics? AI can certainly streamline tasks, but human collaboration will remain essential for creative and problem-solving roles. How do leaders encourage these qualities in their teams while AI takes care of the technical side?
Excellent point. Human collaboration, creativity, and problem solving are essential for driving innovation. Leaders in the AI age need to create an environment that encourages these skills, even as AI handles more technical tasks. This means leaders must prioritize emotional intelligence, open communication, and teamwork. They need to ensure that employees have the space to innovate and collaborate in a way that AI can't replicate. For example, some of the most innovative companies today are creating hybrid teams where humans and AI work side by side. In these teams, AI takes on repetitive tasks like data processing, while humans focus on developing ideas, finding creative solutions, and thinking critically about the implications of AI-generated insights. Leaders can encourage this kind of collaboration by establishing a culture of experimentation and allowing employees to use AI as a creative tool. One company leading the way here is Google. They use AI tools to help employees with tasks like data analysis and information retrieval, allowing employees to focus more on developing creative ideas and strategies. Google encourages a fail-fast, learn-fast mentality where experimentation is valued and failure is seen as part of the innovation process. This kind of leadership fosters a culture of creativity and collaboration, which is vital for success in an AI-powered workplace.
That's such a great example of how leadership is evolving, empowering employees to use AI as a tool for innovation rather than let it become a barrier. Leaders who embrace this mentality help ensure that AI is used to unlock the full potential of their teams rather than replace it. So in summary, leadership in the AI age is about collaboration, empathy, and ethical decision-making. AI will change the way teams work, but it will never replace the human qualities that make us all great leaders and innovators. Leaders need to embrace these new challenges, support their teams through change, and foster an environment where both humans and AI can thrive together.
Exactly. Leadership in the AI age is all about empowering people to harness the power of AI while bringing their unique human qualities to the table. The leaders who succeed will be those who adapt, collaborate, and continue to put people at the center of technological progress.
Okay, we've touched on some important aspects of leadership and how AI is transforming the workplace, but there's one area we need to dive deeper into, that of AI ethics. As AI systems become more integrated into our daily lives and business practices, the ethical implications are becoming more apparent. AI ethics isn't just a buzzword anymore. It's a vital part of ensuring AI is used responsibly and for the greater good. How do you see this role of AI ethics evolving as technology advances? Why is it so crucial for businesses and developers to consider this aspect?
AI ethics is incredibly important, especially as we continue to see AI impact more industries and aspects of society. We've already seen AI being used in ways that raise ethical questions, especially around issues like bias, privacy, transparency, and accountability. AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on, and if that data is biased, it can perpetuate and even amplify those biases. A prime example of this is facial recognition technology, which has been shown to have higher error rates for people of color and women. This could have serious consequences in areas like law enforcement, where AI systems might unfairly target certain demographics. But ethics doesn't just apply to the data that AI systems are trained on. It also applies to how AI is used. Businesses need to think about the social impact of their AI systems, including how they might affect jobs, how they interact with people's personal data, and whether they could unintentionally reinforce existing inequalities. It's a shared responsibility between AI developers, policymakers, and companies to ensure that AI is used ethically and in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a really important point there, Alex. The idea that AI can perpetuate bias is a huge concern, and it's something that doesn't always get the attention it deserves. So when we talk about responsible AI development, what are some key principles that businesses and developers need to prioritize to ensure AI is being used ethically?
There are several key principles that should guide responsible AI development. The first one is fairness. AI systems should be designed in a way that doesn't disproportionately benefit or harm certain groups. This requires constant vigilance in making sure that AI is trained on diverse, representative data, and that algorithms are tested for bias before they are deployed. The second principle is transparency. When AI systems are used in critical decision-making areas, like hiring, healthcare, or criminal justice, there needs to be clarity on how the algorithms work, what data they're using, and how decisions are made. The more transparent AI is, the easier it is for people to trust it and for organizations to address any potential issues that arise. Another important principle is accountability. If an AI system makes a mistake or leads to an unfair outcome, there needs to be a clear mechanism for accountability. This could mean developers being held responsible for their algorithm's actions, or businesses taking responsibility for the outcomes of AI systems they implement. Transparency and accountability go hand in hand here. People need to understand how decisions are made, and businesses must be ready to correct or amend any errors. And of course, privacy is a massive concern. As AI systems collect more and more data, businesses need to ensure they are respecting people's privacy and that data is handled securely. Privacy policies should be clear, accessible, and easy to understand so people know how their information is being used.
Those principles are absolutely foundational for responsible AI development. Fairness, transparency, accountability, and privacy. These should be at the core of every AI initiative. But the truth is, there have been instances where these principles weren't followed and the consequences were severe. Can you share some real-world examples where AI ethics have been called into question and how it's been addressed?
Definitely. One of the most high-profile cases of AI ethics being called into question has to do with the use of predictive policing algorithms. These AI systems were developed to help law enforcement predict where crimes were likely to occur or even who might commit them. But in many cases, these systems relied on historical data that reflected existing racial biases in policing. As a result, predictive policing algorithms often disproportionately targeted minority communities, reinforcing the very biases they were designed to mitigate. This is where the fairness principle comes in. Predictive policing systems, if left unchecked, could worsen inequalities rather than help prevent crime. In response to these issues, some cities have started to ban or limit the use of predictive policing. For example, in 2019, California passed a law that limited the use of facial recognition technology by law enforcement. This move came after concerns were raised about the technology's accuracy and potential for racial bias. This is an example of how businesses, developers, and policymakers can step in to ensure AI is used responsibly. Another example comes from the healthcare sector, specifically in AI-driven diagnostic tools. Several studies have shown that AI models used to detect diseases like breast cancer or lung cancer were sometimes less accurate when diagnosing patients from minority racial groups. The issue stemmed from the fact that the AI models were predominantly trained on data from white patients. To address this, some companies and research institutions are now prioritizing more diverse datasets when developing AI healthcare tools. This is a great example of how the AI community can course correct when issues of fairness and representation are identified.
Those are some powerful examples of how AI can unintentionally perpetuate harm if it's not developed with ethics in mind. But it's also encouraging to see that steps are being taken to address those concerns, such as banning certain uses of AI in law enforcement and improving the diversity of data used in healthcare. Now, I think one thing that's becoming clear is that AI ethics can't be an afterthought. It has to be integrated into the development process from the very beginning. For businesses looking to implement AI, how can they make sure ethics are a part of their AI development strategy?
Exactly. AI ethics can't be something that's bolted on after the fact. It needs to be built into the foundation. One way businesses can do this is by establishing ethical AI guidelines early on. This could mean developing an internal ethics committee that reviews AI projects before they go to market. The committee would be responsible for ensuring the AI is being used fairly, that there are no biases in the data, and that privacy and transparency are respected. Another approach is to involve diverse teams in the development process. Diversity in terms of race, gender, socioeconomic background, and expertise is crucial because it helps ensure that different perspectives are considered when building AI systems. When teams from diverse backgrounds collaborate, they are more likely to identify potential biases and ensure that AI systems are fair and inclusive. Lastly, businesses should prioritize continuous monitoring and auditing of their AI systems. AI is a dynamic field, and what works today might not work tomorrow. Regular audits can help identify any unintended consequences that emerge after deployment, allowing businesses to make adjustments and remain accountable for the outcomes of their AI systems.
This is such an important point. AI development is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. As AI continues to evolve, businesses must remain vigilant, continuously monitoring for potential issues and course-correcting when necessary. When ethics are woven into the fabric of AI development, the technology becomes something that benefits society rather than harming it.
Exactly, JR. The goal is to develop AI systems that are not just efficient and innovative, but also ethical, fair, and transparent. As AI continues to shape our future, we have an opportunity to create a world where technology serves everyone equally and responsibly.
This has been a great discussion, and we'll continue it in part two. So keep an eye out by subscribing, liking, or commenting on our channel, passing along to friends, or however you would like to share it. So until next time, stay innovative, stay adaptive, and most importantly, stay human. And remember that innovation never sleeps.